This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Lawmakers continue to debate how many tenths of a penny should remain as part of the state sales tax. On Wednesday, a House committee advanced three options.
It is my belief that 0.4 is the right number and it's the right compromise.
Representative Paula Davis's bill got the most support from the GOP-dominated Ways and Means Committee.
I have Republican colleagues that are not happy with this bill. I know that there are Democrats that are not happy with this bill, so maybe this is the right bill.
It would set the state sales tax rate at 4.4% for 7 years. Davis defended her bill by pointing to the last special session, when efforts to pass a 0.3 and 0.5% extension failed. The measure is getting some support from Republicans in the House, including Speaker Barra, but it needs 70 votes to pass, so support from Democrats will be necessary.
You know, there are some Democrats that are willing to vote for it that I've talked with. There are others that are stuck at 0.5.
Members of the Legislative Black Caucus voted against Davis's bill in committee. Representative Randall Gaines is the head of the group, which is seen as key to reaching that 70-vote threshold. He says they're only willing to consider a half-cent renewal because anything else is insufficient.
We are not going to support any measure that's not going to adequately fund state government.
The committee rejected a bill by Representative Terry Landry, a member of the Black Caucus. It would have renewed half the penny and had the support of Governor Edwards. Instead, they opted for Representative Stuart Bishop's approach. It sets the rate at 4.5% initially, but would decrease in 3 years. Members also approved a bill that would temporarily renew one-third of the penny. None of the bills as they stand right now would fill the entire gap in next year's budget. The House is expected to start voting on the measures today. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.